Not only are lethal injection drugs more scarce, but some studies suggest that they may not be effective, resulting in suffering by the condemned person. The bill would allow use of the electric chair as a default method if lethal drugs are not available. Senator Frank Wagner argued that lawmakers should decide one way or another.
In certain circumstances, this is a penalty that ought to be administered, and I think is the policy this General Assembly has not only put in law, but has reaffirmed it on many occasions. And if it does involve a Supreme Court case, then that's altogether proper.
The Senate sent it back to a committee, which Senator Barbara Favola supported.
That of the 32 states that allow the death penalty, only 4 states permit electrocution: Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, and Virginia. And the Georgia and Nebraska Supreme Courts recently outlawed electrocution as cruel and unusual punishment.
The Senate advanced a bill to impose a 5 to 40 year prison term for firing a gunshot into the air that results in the death of another person. The bill was prompted by the killing of a 7-year-old Chesterfield boy who was hit by a stray bullet shot into the air on the 4th of July last year. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.